So is the caste system wrong? If a person is always judged by the color of their skin,
right,
then how can they raise themselves up?
Right.
Yes, the caste system as it exists today is extremely discriminatory. It's extremely discriminatory and it needs to be rejected. So it has led to a lot of injustice, which is perpetuated in the name of religion. At the same time, if we look at the texts which do talk about this division of society, they are talking more of a division of labor according to natural orientation. It is not according to birth. The Bhagavad Gita says, Chatur Varna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. It talks about division of society according to people's qualities and people's activities. So the purpose was for cooperation, not discrimination. All people, we may say that all people are equal. So in principle, the Bhagavad Gita also agrees that all people are equal. Not to speak of all people being equal, the Bhagavad Gita says all living beings are equal. All living beings are equally spiritual. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashyatsu avinashyantam yah pashyati spashyati. That person is a true seer, one who sees that all living beings are equal, because in their destructible bodies there is an indestructible spiritual spark. So in principle, we accept that all living beings are equal. What to speak of all human beings? In practice, we all have different sets of abilities. So if you put 100 students in a classroom, not everybody will be equally intellectually brilliant. Now, some people may be good at physical skills. Some people may be good at dancing. Some people may be good at singing. Some people may be good at craft. Some people may be good at technology but not good at concepts. So people are different. And when they are engaged according to their nature, then they can contribute to the maximum. If somebody who is artistic is forced to become a technocrat, person may not be very happy. They may not be able to either internally satisfy. There is no internal satisfaction, nor is there external contribution. So the system of, which was not caste system, it was Varnashram. Varnashram was originally a system by which people, there was division of labor according to national orientation of the people. And we often focus on the facet of the discrimination that was caused by the caste system. But actually it was not only discrimination. It also, the division of labor, a division of society in this way, also created an extended family. So people who were members of a particular social group, vocational group, they grouped together as a larger family. And yes, the discrimination that has happened because of the caste system is terrible. We are not denying that. But still, if we see relatively speaking, when the Protestants came here to America, they discriminated against the Native Americans. And there was not just discrimination, there was extermination. Millions were killed. The same happened to many African Americans who were brought here as a part of the slave trade. So the tendency to abuse power is there in everyone. It's a universal human feeling. And any social structure is only as good as its practitioners are, especially its leaders are. Communism was founded on the idea that all living beings are equal. All people are equal. But George Orwell pointed out that in communism, all people are equal, but some are more equal than others. What happened was that we had basically the ruled and the rulers. And the ruled lived in poverty and the rulers lived in enormous luxury. So the system of social division called Varnashram was misunderstood, misapplied by some people who were power hungry. and especially the upper castes, the Brahmins, and to some extent the Kshatriyas. They wanted to keep their privileges, and because of that, they changed the system from a system of a division of labor according to natural orientation to a division of to a division by birth, which became discriminatory. And yet, within the Hindu tradition itself, there was vigorous internal reform. The bhakti tradition within India was a tradition which emerged, what is now a tradition, it emerged, became especially influential in the medieval times, and it was a tradition of reform from within, which protested strongly against the caste system. Many of the greatest bhakti saints were from the lower castes, and they were often persecuted by the Brahmins and people of the other higher caste. But eventually, their deep spirituality shone forth. And when that happened, it was recognized by the general people, and it was recognized by some of the Brahmins also. So yes, it's the caste system as it exists today is a perversion of our original system that was there described in the Vedic texts. And as it exists in a perverted form, it is to be rejected. But we shouldn't throw out, as they say, throw out the baby with the dirty bath water. So it's not that the Vedic texts themselves talk about the discriminatory caste system. They talk about spiritual equality, and they acknowledge material diversity. And to accommodate the material diversity, they talk of a system of social division. And if that system of social division has become a system of social discrimination, then that should be rejected. But the principle of spiritual equality that is talked about, that is something which is egalitarian. And that is of great relevance for today's world. Okay? Does that answer your question? Okay. Thank you. So, okay.